With the Duval County School Board elections now in the rearview mirror, three new school board members are set to begin their service. WJCT sat down with one of them. Elizabeth Anderson beat Nick Howland Tuesday night for the Beaches District 2 seat. Anderson's a former teacher turned therapist.
I think that the most important priorities for Duval County is, of course, making sure that our kids are safe, making sure that we are achieving to our highest potential. I'd love to see us get that A. We're so close to becoming an A district. And then making sure that all of our spending is wise and thoughtful.
Anderson's a licensed mental health counselor specializing in children. She says her understanding of child development, along with the challenges and obstacles that children face, will inform her work on the school board.
So for me, it's important that we're looking at early intervention and prevention strategies at every grade level, but starting early with things like social-emotional skill building. So our children have self-regulation and self-awareness. They're able to problem solve and relationship build.
Anderson says that'll ultimately make schools safer. She says it's really important that the district consider early intervention and prevention, as opposed to reactive measures to school safety. Anderson replaces Scott Shine, who decided not to seek re-election after his first term. Abukar Adan, 89.9 WJCT News.